From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jacob Kornhauser. Michael Sam, the first openly gay NFL draftee, is speaking out against a Missouri measure to protect some businesses that deny services for same-sex weddings. Sam was among roughly 80 who rallied against the legislation today. The former Mizzou football star came out as gay before the 2014 NFL draft and was selected by the St. Louis Rams before being cut in training camp. Sam called a proposed constitutional amendment the opposite of respect and equality and said it does not reflect Missouri values. Supporters of the measure say it's needed to shield florists and photographers who cite religion when denying goods and services for weddings of same-sex couples. The measure already passed through the Senate. A House committee is expected to vote on it tonight. One of St. Louis County's two election directors has been suspended, and the other is mulling retirement in the wake of a mistake that resulted in ballot shortages at dozens of precincts. Republican Elections Director Gary Fuhr said today that he's leaning toward retirement, even though the St. Louis County Elections Commission is urging him to reconsider. Yesterday, the commission suspended Democratic Elections Director Eric Fay for 2 weeks and Elections Coordinator Laura Goebel for 1 week. Nearly 8% of all St. Louis County precincts ran out of ballots on April 5th. Some voters were even turned away. The Missouri Secretary of State's office, the St. Louis County Council, and state lawmakers are all investigating. Officials at Washington University in St. Louis say at least one person has been injured in a shooting near the school's Student Union and Performing Arts building and urged anyone on campus to remain in a safe place. The shooting happened at about 1:30 p.m. today. University spokeswoman Sue Killenberg McGinn says one person was injured in a shooting near the university's Mallinckrodt Center. She says the person has been taken to a hospital with what are believed to be non-life-threatening injuries. Details about what led to the shooting are not known at this time. The university sent an alert to students, faculty, and staff urging them to, quote, shelter in place. An earlier alert said a person with a weapon had been reported on the school's Danforth campus. Missouri lawmakers appear uninterested in Kansas Governor Sam Brownback's proposal to end the business border war between the two states. Brownback last week offered to reduce his state's efforts to lure jobs away from the Missouri side of the Kansas City metropolitan area if Missouri's lawmakers would in turn weaken a law they approved in 2014 addressing the issue. Today, the Kansas City Star reported that some Missouri legislators say Brownback's proposal wouldn't completely stop incentives for businesses to relocate from Missouri to Kansas. A current Missouri law offers a truce in the business fight if Kansas agrees to the law's terms by August 28th. About 26,000 Missouri residents have lost government food stamp benefits for failing to meet work and job training requirements. Requirements that took effect at the start of this year limited some adults to 3 months of benefits from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, unless they spent 80 hours a month in work or job skills programs. The requirements apply to able-bodied adults ages 18 through 49 who don't have children or other dependents in their homes. The Department of Social Services says about 26,000 people lost benefits April 1st for not meeting those requirements. More could lose benefits in the coming months. The work rules are part of a 1996 federal welfare reform law, but they had been waived in most states following the recession until unemployment rates declined, which they have in Missouri. The future of a planned Islamic school and community center in Columbia is uncertain. The plan for a two-story, 14,000-square-foot building near the Islamic Center's mosque was announced in August. It was expected to cost about $2 million and provide 9 classrooms on the top floor of the Islamic School of Columbia. Plans also included administrative offices, a multi-purpose room, a kitchen, a free health clinic, and space for Friday prayers. The new school is expected to open for the 2016-17 school year. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the organization's outgoing board stopped the project mostly for financial reasons, and a new board hasn't decided whether to continue. The Islamic School of Columbia is operating this school year with about 70 students in preschool and elementary school. I'm Jacob Kornhauser, KBIA News, Columbia.